From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
Welcome back from the Netherlands. You were there for the World Puzzle Championship. How'd the team do?
Well, it was great. There were 25 countries competing, and as the team, we finished in second place behind Germany. The American Wei Hua Huang, who works for Google, which sponsored the U.S. team, finished in second place overall, and Roger Barkin, who's a mathematician with the government, finished third. The results are at wpc.puzzles.org, where you can sign up to try out for next year's team.
Oh, wow. Good showing there. Good showing. I bet it was a lot of fun.
It was great fun.
All right. Well, you're rested and ready, and probably your head is full of more puzzles than we'll ever have time to play. But before we play, we want to hear that challenge that you gave everyone to work on last week. Fascinating. A numerical one.
Yeah, it was something I heard at the World Puzzle Championship. It's by Trevor Truren of Great Britain. I said, take these five numbers, 71, 42, 12, 83, 54. What number comes next in the series? And I said, it's a simple, elegant rule, doesn't require any fancy arithmetic.
All right, what is that magic number?
The number is 24. The series consists of multiples of 7 presented domino style. So you start with 7, then 14, 21, 28, 35, etc. The next digit in the series is 2 that ends 42, and the following digit is 4 starting 49.
And what a wonderful
very
puzzle.
Very clever puzzle, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a lot of very simple and elegant listeners because they came up with the answer. More than 2,100 correct entries were received for this week's challenge. And our randomly chosen winner is Brian Mallon. He lives in Purchase, New York, but we're reaching him in Manhattan. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
So, Brian, how'd you hear about Puzzle?
Well, what happened was my coworker, Joseph, is a longtime listener. And he told me about Puzzle. This is last week. And I spent so long figuring out last week's puzzle, I got into it, I went to the site, and I did this week.
Boy, what a lucky duck you are, huh? So, you know how this works, right? When we pick you as our winner, you get to play on the air?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Will, what do you have for us today?
Well, Brian and Leanne, today's puzzle is called On-Off. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word contains the consecutive letters O-N somewhere inside it. Drop the O-N, and you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said famous quintuplet's name and to have a meal, you would say Dion, D-I-O-N-N-E. Drop the on, and you get dine, which is to have a meal. All right?
Okay.
All right, number one is a king or queen. Drop the O-N, and you get the third month of the year. So what's the third month of the year?
It's March.
Right, and stick O-N in somewhere and you get a king or queen.
Monarch.
Monarch is right. Number two, a famous Coney Island roller coaster. Drop the O-N and you get to go by bike.
What is that roller coaster?
And that famous roller coaster is also the name for a wild storm at sea. Tornado-like.
Oh, I got it. It's Cycle and Cyclone.
That's it. Cyclone and Cycle is right. This evening, and your second clue is barely fitting.
Tonight and Tight.
Excellent. Activity that produced Dolly the Sheep. And your second clue is adhere.
Cloning and Cling.
Excellent. All right, try this one. A musical interval of 3 whole steps. And your second clue is overused.
Mm-hmm.
And think overused as a phrase. And I could give you another clue for that for the first word. It's a combination of 3 colors.
I don't know. Did that help you, Brian?
Not really.
Yeah, I know. Oh, dear.
3 colors.
Oh, sounds like I stumped you both. I'll just tell you, it's tritone.
Oh.
Tritone, and drop the O-N, you get trite.
Oh, trite.
Like an overused phrase.
Okay.
And here's your last one. Home for members of a religious order. And your second clue is control or expertise. And you'll probably get it from the first one. It's homes for members of a, think of men. Home for members of a religious order.
Yeah, that would be,
not a convent, but a...
I'm drawing a blank here. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Monks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live in...
Starts with an M.
Monastery.
Monastery, and drop the O-N, you get?
What was the second clue?
Control or expertise.
Mastery.
Mastery, is it?
Hey, Brian.
Yes?
You were doing really well. You did very well.
Yes, considering it's only the third puzzle I've heard.
Really? Oh, you're kidding.
I went on last night, and I listened to two online.
My goodness, it sounds like you've been playing puzzle your whole life.
Thank you.
Well, you know what happens for playing our puzzle today? You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin. You'll get the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and our bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29, from St. Martin's Press. Now, Brian, where are you going to listen to Weekend Edition Sunday from now on?
I'm going to listen to it from WNYC in New York.
Excellent. Brian Mallon in Purchase, New York. We reached him in Manhattan. Thank you so much for playing today. You were great.
Thank you, Leanne.
All right. Will, what's the puzzle that our listeners have to work on for the next week?
Well, I have one more puzzle I heard at the World Puzzle Championship last week, and it's a riddle from Michael Riemann of Austria. A man has 11 brothers and sisters, 48 nieces and nephews, and 28 grandchildren. What is the man's name? I'll tell you, this is an international puzzle that requires no specialized knowledge. A school child anywhere in the world can answer it. So again, a man has 11 brothers and sisters, 48 nieces and nephews, and 28 grandchildren. What is the man's name?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, when you know the answer, email it to us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us this week from New York. Congratulations on the great showing at the World Puzzle Championship, Will, and thanks again for a great puzzle this week.
Thanks, Leanne.